available. Appointments can be made at 328-2323 or 337-1300. All the Provena Medical Group family doctors are concerned with treating people, not just illness.
Well, speaking of Ed Keyser, he says we have another beautiful weekend on tap. Today will be mostly sunny in the morning, maybe a few clouds this afternoon. High of 69. It's 49 on Friends Plaza. Details on the weather follow AM 580 News. And here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois election officials are expected to meet in court later today to address changes on the November ballot. Cook County Judge Nathaniel House earlier this week ordered officials to stop mailing out absentee ballots. House says there's biased wording in a referendum asking voters if the state should hold a constitutional convention. Now election officials need to figure out how to make the changes. Jim Allen is the spokesman for the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners.
This is a complex matter involving the possible reprogramming and reprinting and notification system for more than 7 million voters. So we're anxious to get back in court to see that there's an equitable solution that doesn't create any kind of confusion on election day.
Allen says voters could receive a flyer with the new referendum language when they enter the polling place. Meanwhile, Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon says he's taking a common-sense approach to the judge's decision regarding absentee ballots and has delayed sending them out for now. Sheldon believes the delay in mailing out the ballots only applies to the Chicago area, but he's waiting for the court's decision nonetheless.
The judge cannot order us to do something, but the judge can order the State Board of Elections or the Secretary of State to do something, and they in turn could issue a directive that would impact our office, and that's what we're waiting for.
The ballots recount that a 1988 referendum seeking a constitutional convention failed. A second item says not voting for another constitutional convention amounts to a no vote. The judge said the inclusion of that information was inappropriate after a group that includes Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn sued the State Board of Elections. Sheldon says he's still processing absentee ballots in his office. He says the parties need to find a quick solution to the problem that won't be challenged in appellate court. Illinois' comptroller reports a bleak picture in the first 3 months of this budget year. Dan Hines says it's been marred by a mountain of unpaid bills and record delays in payments. A report he issued goes on to say the state's economy is still faltering and the backlog of bills and payment delays will increase. As of Tuesday, it said more than $1.8 billion worth of bills were sitting in the comptroller's office that couldn't be paid because the state was lacking the money. A year ago at this time, Hines' office had nearly $1.4 billion in bills waiting to be paid. It's also taking longer to pay those bills once they reach Hines' office. The payment delay is 42 working days. That does not include the time state agencies hold on to the bills before passing them on to the comptroller's office. The state of Illinois cut funding for community colleges this year, and the two-year schools say they're facing financial pressure. Sean Crawford has that story.
The cost of going to a community college is on the rise, and while still more affordable than a four-year university, some students are feeling the squeeze. Sue Morris is vice chair of the Illinois Community College Board.
We're seeing a downturn in the population of people who might have been coming to the college for a certificate or for a two-year degree because of expense.
Community colleges took a $3 million hit in this year's state budget. Morris says that can only lead to higher tuition costs as the schools look to make up for the funding cut. While the two-year colleges also collect money from property taxes, Morris says there are limits on how much can be raised because of tax caps. She says the schools will work to get state reimbursement for a perk they provide, free tuition for veterans. I'm Sean Crawford.
Republican presidential candidate John McCain is giving up on Michigan and focusing on Indiana as his campaign tries to regroup in the face of dominating economic issues. In addition to conceding the battleground state to Democrat Barack Obama, the McCain campaign has signaled that it would counter Obama's efforts in Indiana. The state hasn't voted for a Democrat since 1964, but surveys show a competitive race after Obama spent months pouring money into the state. The Republican National Committee is running TV ads to fight for its 11 electoral votes in Indiana. And McCain senior advisor Greg Strimple says the McCain campaign will come there. Michigan, with 17 electoral votes, went for Democrat John Kerry in 2004, but Republicans had made an effort to try to replace it in their column this year. Indiana's deadline for voter registration is Monday. As of now, more than 4.4 million people have registered in the state. That's almost 70% of the state's 6.3 million residents and is already more than the previous record of 4.2 million registered voters for a presidential election in 2004. Secretary of State Todd Rokita was in Iraq and Afghanistan this week to meet with soldiers and military voting representatives, and he says military members are informed and enthused about political races back home. The number of registered voters could increase as Monday's deadline approaches. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and meteorologist Ted Kieser has another in-depth look at the weather. Beautiful weekend for the market at the square tomorrow. David Inge, Doyle Moore will be out there from 9 to 11, sharing some recipes with you. Soccer Fest happening Sunday here at the university. An annual event. Michigan will be in town, and the Illini will be at Michigan tomorrow. So some people, I'm sure, will be making the drive over there to Ann Arbor to see the game, and it's going to be pretty decent, huh?
Yeah, I think so. It'll only get up to about 60 for a high in the afternoon, so 50s most of the time, and once the sun gets a little lower, it may feel a little cool, but not cold. Good football.